Work officially began on the crafting of a new farm bill. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAGX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. It's official. The write-up of the new farm bill began with the dropping of the gavel.
The meeting will come to order. I note that a quorum is present and that each member has before them the material on our agenda today at their place on the rostrum. We have before us today the Agriculture Committee print, which includes recommendations to the Budget Committee pursuant to the budget reconciliation instructions provided in Section 2001 of the Concurrent Resolution on the Budget for Fiscal Year 2025, HCON Res 14. Without objection, the Chair may recess the committee subject to the call of the Chair at any point during this meeting. I now recognize myself for an opening statement.
And with that, the Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson, started things off.
The legislation before us today is a necessary component to prevent the largest tax increase in American history on our families, farmers, and small businesses, and to deliver critical funding necessary for the Trump administration to continue their work keeping Americans safe. More specifically, our reconciliation instructions provide the opportunity to restore integrity to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to make sure that this essential program works for the most vulnerable and functions as Congress has intended.
Then Chairman Thompson introduced the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I became ranking member of the committee for the 119th Congress, I expected to be here today in a different kind of markup, one where you and I worked to bring Democrats and Republicans together to pass a bipartisan five-year farm bill.
That's your WNAGX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Wenberg.